Hallelujah. Praise God. So, God is light. In Him, no darkness at all. But if you say you have fellowship with Him, and you still walk in darkness, and your ways is not still pure, you still find lying easy, you still find sin easy to commit, it is a sign that you still need to hold tight your fellowship with God. You still need God to purge you. You still need God to cleanse you. You still need God to what? To help you. Because you can't claim you walk with God and then the things of the world can still be found and made evident in your life. You need to what? To run back to God for purging. Daniel cried. David cried unto the Lord and said, "Purge me, O Lord. Wash me thoroughly from my sins." You need God to what? To wash you thoroughly from your sin. 1 John 1:6. You know, when you fellowship with God, which in Him is light and glory, you yourself become transformed, and the life you will now live will no longer be the life of sin. Because the Bible says, "If thou be in Christ, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new." So when you fellowship with God, what you are doing is that you are entering into the vault of light and the vault of power. Because God is light, you also will become light. And you know, when light shines, darkness disappears. So when the light of God shines upon your life, every dark and desolated areas in your life will be lighted up. So God is light, and then you are light. All things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. But if you walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, has consecrated us from all sin. When you say you abide with God, you ought always also to walk with Him. It is one thing to walk for God and to walk with God. When you say you are walking for God and you have not that light in you, your walk is in vain, and the labor and the reward for the work is what is won't be released, because you have to get the work done first before reward can come in place. So you have to get the work done. I was sharing something with some people yesterday, and I was telling them that many people in my generation, we no longer want to do the work. We are now running after the blessings. Imagine for instance now you are given a job to do, and then you know at the end of that job you are going to get paid, but when you finish the job, actually, imagine you did not do the job. Imagine you did not finish the job. You are not going to get paid. The same thing is applicable to the kingdom of light. You have to get the job done. God has sent you on an assignment. God has sent you has given you a task. Have you carried out that task? Have you carried out that assignment? You need to carry it out. Then the blessings attached to them will be released unto you. You can't get the blessing just like that without getting the work done. You need to get the work done. Then the blessings attached to the work done will be what? Will be given unto you. For I know the plans and thought I have towards you, the plans of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God has plans for your life. God has plans for you to give you an expected end. So when you get, and what is this assignment I'm talking about? It says in Mark 15:16, it says, "Go into the world and what? Preach the gospel to all creatures." Praise God. So this is one of the assignment, and there are many assignments God has given to you. The instruction God gave you, have you been following them? He asks you to preach somewhere, have you done that? He asks you to pray so time, have you done that? So many of us, I urge us this morning not to reject or leave, abandon the work, then start open that you can get a blessing. You need to get the work done first. So how can you say you work for God and that spirit of anger, hatred, malice, covetousness is still in you. Those who genuinely work for God are those who work consistently with the Father, because you will receive, you know, you need to work with somebody very well. I mean, working before you can know much about that person, and before you can what really write or connote the what the person can do and what he can do. So those who genuinely work for God are those who work consistently with the Father. Those who work in the consciousness of the life of God in them. 1 John 1:2. So there's another phrase thing I'll be telling us. How come you said you walk in light and you still eat your product? So as children of light, we ought to stay away from hatred. We ought to stay away from hatred. We ought to stay away from hatred. How come you say you walk in light and still hated your brother? 1 John 2:9. When you claim that you walk with God and you walk for God, you must find love. We must find love attached to your life. People must be able to see you and see love. People must be able to see you and see peace. People must be able to see you and see the life of Christ. Hallelujah. So because God is love, and they that are of him must love. Because without love, you can't rise. Hatred brings you down. But love lifts you. Love opens doors for greatness for you. 1 John 2:10. Let's open our scripture to 1 John 2:10. It says, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light. That means love brings you into the light that shines brighter and unquenchable. That no matter how the devil tries, your light is unquenchable. He also says, there is not occasion of stumbling in him. Praise God. So when your light shines, when your light shines brighter, there is no occasion of stumbling, because you only stumble when you're unable to see clearly. You only stumble when your paths are dark. You only, for instance, now when if they put up the light in this whole place now, when we are in the night, everywhere gets dark, so you hardly see where you are going to. You can easily dash your foot against a stone, and then, are you getting what I'm saying? But when there is light, you are able to see where you are going to. You are able to see the direction you are heading to. So that means love also helps us to stand. Even when the devil tries to bring you down, love helps you to stand. When you build your strong connection with God, and you build love with your fellow brethren, brothers and sisters, and you stay away from hatred, it makes you towards to stand, and the devil can't bring you down. God is love, and they that must come unto him must love. I know you desire to serve, to work and work for God, but firstly, you must first confess your sin and then ask for his forgiveness. If you are listening to me this morning and then you want to say yes to Jesus, you want to come into the kingdom of light, you want to be called light, you need to first, you can just put your right hand on your chest wherever you are and pray that, Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins, have mercy upon me. As I confess my sin to you this morning, show me mercy. All right, in few seconds, just confess your sin to God. Confess those things you've been doing that are wrong, those things you've been doing that are not good, that you know. Because if you are doing something that is good, you know. If you are doing something that is bad, you know that this is bad. But ignorance, you just neglect it. So you need to confess your sin to God this morning, and he's willing and able to accept you back. He won't reject you, he won't deny you, and he won't cast you away. Confess your sin. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are still praying. So you are going to say, Lord Jesus, help me build a strong connection with you and build love in me. Awaken love in me. Help me to serve you like never before. I believe you are saying after me, help me love you like never before, and help me not to depart from your ways. Teach me your ways, teach me your path, and teach me your truth. Congratulations, and welcome to the kingdom of light. Welcome to the kingdom of God. So I'll encourage you not to stop praying, not to stop reading your scripture, not to stop evangelizing, not to stop doing the spiritual things, because these are the things that keeps you on track, that keeps you balanced. Praise God. So Jesus loves you, God loves you, and you should love others. God bless you.